towards the edge of the penalty area. There's Wilding. Wilding trying to hold it off there. Reeves is brought down. That is a certain penalty, and it is going to be a penalty. The referee points to the spot. No doubt at all about that one. Wilding there, good hold-up play. Reeves pounced, driving towards the penalty spot. Brought down about 3 yards inside the penalty area. No question at all. Referee pointing to the spot, and it is going to be a penalty to FC. 8 minutes played here on the 3G at Broadhurst Park, and it's going to be Mia Wilding to take this penalty for FC. Wilding steps up to the goalkeeper's right into the bottom corner, and FC United taking the lead here. 8 minutes played at Broadhurst Park. But well defended again by the Middleton team. And that's a great ball through there and a great first touch for Middleton. Gets the better of Carlin into the penalty area. Goes for goal into the bottom corner. And what a fantastic goal that is by Joanna O'Connell. She broke down the left-hand side about 10 minutes or so ago and forced Donald into a save. This time round, Donald wasn't saving that, and Atletico Middleton have got themselves an equaliser. And here comes Middleton now on the ball with Jefferson. Tries to play a ball through the middle there, and it's a good pass and a nice layoff. And here comes Norton now. Norton crosses the ball to the back post. Oh, and it's going to go in here. No, it hits the post. O'Connell there on the back post. It was a great pass into her from Norton. Well worked again from Middleton, and FC United there. The woodwork coming to FC's rescue. O'Carroll to Dill. Dill back in field to O'Carroll. To Jean. Jean there finds Walton. Walton now. Square to O'Carroll. O'Carroll back to Walton. Walton dinks the ball through there. Great run and a shot on goal. And what a finish that is from Dill. FC United there stringing the passes together in midfield. And 4 minutes into the second half, FC United have retaken the lead. And here's Jean. Jean back in field to Firth, who leaves it for Carlin. Carlin to O'Carroll. O'Carroll, great through ball for Kershaw. Kershaw along the 18-yard line. Finds a pass to Richie. Richie, oh, she does really well there, does Richie. She was under pressure from the last defender. And really, Richie, the cleverness of that goal was Richie didn't move. She let the defender do all the movement there. She just kept hold of the ball. And as soon as the space opened up for her, Richie went for goal. The goalkeeper with no chance. It's 3-1 now to FC United. We've had 24 minutes played of this second half. And that's a bit more comfortable now for FC. Ella Richie, the substitute there, scoring a great goal. 3-1 the score. Firth out to the right-hand side to Walton. Walton back in field towards Firth. It's a give and go. Walton's going to get to the return pass, tries to get the ball to May, but it's cleared by Middleton. Only as far as Jean. Jean with a looping ball. Kershaw's going to get to this first. Goes for goal into the net. Great finish from Kershaw. The goalkeeper had committed. It was a bit of an up and under from FC United towards the back end of the penalty area. Kershaw got to it first, and as soon as it left a boot, it was only going in one direction, and FC United have made it 4-1, and that's probably FC United through to the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup. And full time here at Broadhurst Park, and in horrendous conditions, FC United progressing through to the semi-finals of the Manchester FA Challenge Cup. A 4-1 victory here